Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we say thank you. As a church, we encountered your blessings. We saw you at work. We witnessed your manifestation. Winners Chapel Birmingham, we are grateful. Winners Chapel Birmingham, we are thankful. For your visitation all throughout Shiloh 2025, we say thank you. Jesus, you deserve all the glory. Jesus, you deserve all the praise. Jesus, you deserve all the honor. Once again, we have gathered under your feet. Let everyone be visited this afternoon. Let everyone be imparted. Send forth your word unto us. The sent word, the right word, the word in season. Let it locate every individual in this service. Thank you for your presence and for what you are said to do. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Welcome your neighbor to your left and to your right. Tell them this service is your own service. We can take our seat in his presence. I want to appreciate God and his servant in the house for the privilege to bring unto us the teachings for this afternoon. Our teaching this afternoon is very short. We owe God thanks. Somebody make that personal. We owe God thanks for all that we encountered at Shiloh 2025. And before we enter into that realm, let me give you a few of what transpired. From the record gathered so far, we had participants gathered in 144 nations. I thought somebody is clapping for Jesus. When we say gathered, they came as a group, as a church. So imagine if you are having 500, imagine having people. And in one city, in one nation, in Europe alone, we have getting to over 60, 80 churches. So you are talking about in UK alone. So if you have about 60 in UK, you go to Germany, 20. You go to France, 30. And we have 144. Now do the calculation. Is God not a wonderful God? Out of this, we have 161 viewership. And a viewership, it can be a family. It can be individual. It can be group of people. And I think roughly we have about 195 countries in the world. So the winner's world is really coming to pass. He has called it the winner's world. He spoke to his servant that a time will come, you stand at one spot and the whole world will gather to hear you. Are we not seeing that prophecy now? Are we not seeing that prophecy now? I declared upon you, every prophetic word that God has spoken concerning you, no devil will frustrate it. No devil will temper with it. Hear me, when God speaks, he speaks according to his authority. Not according to your limitation. No, according to your weakness. What we are seeing, God spoke it. And whatever God said and his servant believed, God has made it happen. If you believe, your own testimony will not be frustrated. Look at the highlight. Shiloh 2025 has been a mountain of raw fulfillment of prophecy. And the Lord told his servant, he said, my son, set yourself. Go ahead to demystify the supernatural at Shiloh 2025. That means make the supernatural simple. And there was something that God's servant kept on echoing. Complex issues, simple solutions. Complex issues, simple solutions. So for every complex solution, is challenges, there is what? tell somebody, commonize your issue. Make it common. You are the one that you have made it so special. There is no special darkness. As much as darkness is, just a light will conquer it. So all that you need is simple solution from the word of God. Hear me, this afternoon, that word will be locating you. That issue of financial hardship is coming to an end. That issue of struggling to survive is coming to an end. That issue of marital siege is coming to an end. Let the amen show it. He gave us four things clearly from God at Shiloh 2025. He said, one, let them know, talking to us, that the heritage of every child of God is to operate in the supernatural. The heritage of every child of God is to operate where? The supernatural. So you are a supernatural being. Who are you? You know, some people cannot say it because they don't believe. I say, who are you? Who are you? You are a supernatural being. Look at the Bible, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Isaiah 8, verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me, we are for what? And what? In where? Israel, in Birmingham. You are for a sign and a wonder. From today, no devil will limit your advancement. Why? Because we are born of the Spirit. Someone say, I'm born of the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 6. John 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. Can you see? The big S stands for God, and the small one stands for you. So if you are born of the Spirit, you are a spirit. And you are ordained to operate in the realm of where? The supernatural. Because the kingdom of God operates on power. Somebody say power. So if you can't operate in the supernatural, you deny yourself of the power thereof. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20. Say, for the kingdom of God is not in wars, but in what? In power. It is not in wars. Look at Ephesians 2, verse 6. Ephesians 2, verse 6. And Christ has raised us up, made us sit together in heavenly places. In where? So our spiritual position grants us access to heavenly authority. Somebody say, my spiritual position grant me access to heavenly authority. That, so your authority cannot be questioned because it's not from man. If it is man, man can question you. But the authority is from above. From today, no devil dares your advancement again. I want your mind to shift and know that you are not in this realm. This is not your kingdom. Somebody said, this is not my kingdom. You are ordained to operate in the supernatural. And there was a prophetic word that came. I don't know whether somebody caught it. According to Pastor Ebiome, he said the Holy Ghost told him, never say that you are alone. Do you remember that? Never say that. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is what? He's there. John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17. He said, never say you are alone. Because the Holy Spirit said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may what? For certain days. For certain period. For what? For what? So when you are in a plane, he's there with you. When you are in your car, he's there with you. When you are in your house, he's there with you. From today, no devil dares your advancement again. So be conscious to the fact that the Holy Ghost is with me. Declare to yourself, the Holy Spirit is with me. Oh, declare that confidently. Declare that boldly. Because the entire world is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. They are waiting to see God at work in your life. And you will encounter it in the name of Jesus Christ. Secondly, he said, let them also know that they can only command the supernatural by the word. That is the rod. They can only command the supernatural by the word. By the word. Exodus chapter 4, verse 17. and thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, whereas thou shalt do signs. Somebody say signs. So the supernatural realm was created and governed by the word. The supernatural realm, it was created and governed by the word. So it takes the word of God to operate in the supernatural. Look at Psalm 33, verse 6. Psalm 33, verse 6. But the word of the Lord were the heavens what? Made. So the entire world was made by the word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God. They were framed by the word of God. So the supernatural realm is governed and sustained by the word. So if you want to operate in the supernatural, you must what? Engage the word. Somebody say the word of God. Look at the one aspect of Jesus. Jesus exercised supernatural through the word. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. And he sent his word and he healed them. He sent his word and he healed them. His authority was word-based, not personality. His authority was based on the word. One day, Kenneth Hagin was to pray for somebody who was dying of terminal cancer. As soon as they called him, the first question that he asked him, I'm going to pray for you, but what word of God are you standing on? He saw that the man was empty. He asked to give him the word before he prayed for him. So when you catch that word, that complex situation will answer to simple solutions. And what are the simple solutions? The word. Somebody say the word. This year, any word of God that you locate, heaven will back it. Why? Even the word is a sword of the spirit. And we all know what we use the sword for. Sword of the spirit. The sword is to fight for victory. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Ephesians 6, verse 17. Ephesians 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of what? And the word of the, which is what? So it is the word that you carry that will determine the victories that you encounter. It is the word. Hear me. New ground is new level of studies. This morning, Papa was saying that don't be reading, be studying. He did not show us a studying room for fun. But he wanted to imbibe something into somebody's mind. It is word study. And if you are, it is new, breaking, what is Shiloh team? It's breaking what? Breaking what? Every ground that must be broken, there is a tool. Am I right? If you want to break this ground, you need a tool. Am I right? The strength of the ground will determine the tool that you use. And what is that tool? The word of God. So if you capture the word of God, you'll be breaking new ground. If it is soil, you know the kind of tool that you are going to use. If it is concrete, you know the kind of tool that you are going to use. So every ground will determine the tool that we use. That is why he has given us a picture. I was so happy when it aligned with what I was thinking. All throughout, I was looking for the book on supernatural. And that was my target, that this year I'm going to focus on the supernatural. And what amazement it was when God came on the scene. That everybody must consume the books on the supernatural so that you know where God has positioned you. I believe God for somebody hearing me. This year and the year ahead will be your best year forever. He says, stir up the mentality of the redeemed for the supernatural. Stir up the mentality because God's kingdom operates beyond the level of the natural realm. It operates beyond the natural realm. Stir up the mentality of the redeemed for the supernatural. Stir them up. Let them be active, be thinking, be working, and be believing the supernatural. It is a realm that God has positioned you and I. And no devil will frustrate it in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the natural mindset limits divine manifestation. The natural mindset
it will limit the divine manifestation. Natural mindsets limit divine manifestation. That is why the word of God speaking in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, that we need to renew our mind. Renew our mind. Renew our mind. Renew our mind. Then lastly, he said, charge them to take responsibility towards locating the appropriate word or rod that will give them command of the supernatural in all areas of life. Charge them to take responsibility. Somebody say, God, engrace me to take responsibility. God, engrace me to take responsibility. Can I give you one secret? Anytime you are going on the phone, you want to be TikToking and WhatsApping, read. Some people can stay on it addicted, yet it is not adding any to you. It is bringing out all those dead news that scares you up. You wake up in the morning and you are looking at all those news. Why would you not be walking through the day with fear gripping your heart? You can't wake up in the morning with heavy news and early news will affect you. No. Please strategize yourself. God's servant made a statement in the first service. This festive season, we are not telling you don't celebrate, but be very calculative and strategize for the year ahead. Be very calculative. He was mentioning, don't go on spiritual break. Thank God this church is over 144 nations. So anywhere that you go, there will be winners over there. Even if there is no winner, look at how God has done. There's online that you can connect. You can connect every morning to collect your blessings for the day ahead of you. You can collect. Don't go on spiritual break. It is very risky. It's a season that we need to strategize because the mandate of responsibility has been placed on everybody's hand. You hear me? 2026, no devil will dare your breakthrough. I say no devil will dare your breakthrough because you carry the word. Someone say, I carry the word. And when you carry the word, you carry God. And when you carry God, no devil can stop you. So that is why I know 2026, you'll be celebrated. 2026, you'll be congratulated. Let that amen show it. So for all these amazing testimonies and the wonders of God, that is why we have gathered to say thank you, Jesus. Did you catch light at Widow 2025? Did God visit you? Did you have an encounter? So we are here to give all thanks unto his holy name. So why are we giving thanks? It is a debt we own God. It's a debt we own God. Somebody say, I own you, God, I own you thanks. It's a debt that we own God. Luke chapter 7, verse 17. And Jesus answered and said, where there are not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God. Save the stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Hear me, you came to acknowledge him. The blessings of God will keep speaking for you. I said they will keep answering for you. It's a debt. You don't stop paying this debt until you draw your last breath. They call to worship. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has what? That has what? So it means without breath, you can't praise God. So every day when you take in oxygen, thank you, Jesus. You breathe out carbon dioxide, thank you, Jesus. It is a debt. When you stop paying that debt, that means you are no longer in existence. You are not living. So we must consistently and continuously give thanks unto God. Forget about those things that have not worked. In the midst of thanksgiving, God is making them work for you. It will be answering for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Why must we give thanks? To preserve our blessings. Somebody said, to preserve my blessings. For your blessings to be preserved. Malachi 2 verse 1. Malachi 2 verse 1. And now, O ye priest, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and you will not lay it to your heart. So thanksgiving must come from the heart. And give glory unto my name, says the Lord. I will even send a curse upon you. Somebody say, God forbid. I will curse your blessings. Somebody say, God forbid. And I will curse them already. Somebody say, God forbid. Because you do not lay it to heart to thank me. You did not lay it to heart. Thanksgiving preserves our blessing. We have heard these illustrations before. That when you have a raw tomato and a thin tomato, the difference between the two is preservative. The other one can be preserved by adding, they process it and add preservatives to it. Now, the preservative will keep the thin tomato very long. But the raw one, very valuable. But 2-3 days, it will go rotting. Because there is nothing inside it to preserve it. So anytime you are thanking God, your blessings are being preserved. Hear me, any blessing that you were encountered will be preserved. The blessings of supernatural change of level will be preserved. The blessings of lifting will be preserved. Hear me, it comes to say that whatever the Lord doeth is forever. Whatever God has done for you this year, no devil will corrupt it. No devil will tamper with it. As you keep on thanking him, every blessings of God upon your life will be preserved. Let the amen be very loud. What again? To multiply our blessings. So when you are thanking God, God takes it upon himself to multiply your blessings. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And see, I will do what? And they shall not be what? And I will also what? And they shall not be what? So who is multiplying your blessings? Who is multiplying your blessings? Who is multiplying your blessings? When you thank God for his finger, he multiplies you and gives you his hand. You thank God for one bedroom, he gives you 2 bedrooms. So instead of complaining that I have only 2 hours shift a week, celebrate God for the 2 hours. What did I say? Celebrate God for the 2 hours. You have 2 hours, somebody has nothing at all. Even somebody has nowhere to sleep. So if God has given you 2, just celebrate him. And whilst you are celebrating him, he takes upon himself to multiply his blessings upon your life. I pray for you this afternoon. No blessings of God upon your life will decrease. No blessings of God upon your life will diminish. Whatever you are thanking God for, they will keep multiplying. They will keep multiplying. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Acts 2, verse 47. Praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So I bless God for your life. You came like the one leper to appreciate him. That blessing that you were encountered will be multiplied. You were believing God for total recovery. You have seen the process of recovery. Start thanking him. Start thanking, because he has started the work already. And as you are thanking him, he will be perfecting it. He will be multiplying it. He will be multiplying it. He will be multiplying it. Your blessings will not be corrupted. What again? To perfect our blessings. Somebody said, to perfect my blessings. So anytime you thank him, he perfects your blessings. When the one leper came, he did not only receive healing, he received wholeness. All the scars were gone because he came to acknowledge the source of his help. I pray for somebody hearing me. The Lord shall perfect all that concerns you. Your family will be perfected. Your business will be perfected. Your career will be perfected. Your health will be perfected. Everything about you concerning his blessings will be perfected. Rise your feet and just appreciate this good God. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Give him all the thanks. Somebody thank him for multiplying your blessings, for perfecting your blessings, for multiplying your blessings, for perfecting your blessings. Give all thanks unto him. Give all thanks unto him. Give all thanks unto him for to preserve your blessings, multiplying your blessings, perfecting your blessings, multiplying your blessings, perfecting your blessings. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you.
We give all glory and honor unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks.
But we must do it quickly to avoid the reversal of the blessings. You must do it quickly. That is why Shiloh is ending today, and we are thanking God. Because we don't want the blessings to be reserved. Look at Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15. Jeremiah 13, verse 15. Hear ye, give ye, be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he calls darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountain. And while you look for light, he turned it into shadow of death and make it gross darkness. Somebody say, God forbid. That is why in 1 minute, lift up your voice. Begin to thank him so that the blessing will not be reserved. Thank him for that miracle job. Thank him for family peace. Thank him for family settlement. Thank him for advancing your cause. Somebody do it quickly. Do it quickly. Be intentional. Be personal. Be intentional. Be personal. Be intentional. Thank him and thank him for every blessing that you have seen in your life. Every blessing that you have encountered in your life. Somebody give thanks unto him. Give thanks unto him. You can be personal. Don't mind the one standing by your side. You know what God has done for you. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. It will surprise you what the Lord has done for you. Somebody acknowledge his good God. Give all thanks unto his holy name. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. I believe we are set. We are also going to celebrate God for his acts in our lives. We have seen God. Today, be very intentional. Let your dance be intentional. Don't mind the one standing by your side. If it has not been the Lord on our side, where would we have been? Do you think everybody laughing with you on the street that they like you? But it says, for your sake, he frustrates their devices and their activities, he brings them to naught. Somebody say, I own Jesus thanks. So we are going to celebrate God, and I see God coming through for us. But hear this, I don't want your song to be a noise in his ear. He will only hear his own. God hears his own. He said, I know my sheep, and they must recognize my voice. Until you have a personal relationship with him, your song will be a noise. Your thanksgiving will not be accepted. All those curses, if you are not in God, they can easily trace your path. But God doesn't want that for you. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, you want your life, first of all, to be connected to Christ. For him to accept your praise and to multiply his blessings upon your life. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, you say, Jesus, I need personal encounter with you. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand boldly and confidently. You need that personal relationship with him, personal encounter with him. Lift that up now. Nobody is looking at you. It's between you and your God. God wants to fast forward your destiny. He wants to advance your cause today. Lift up your right hand boldly, wherever you are. Lift it up. God bless you. God bless you. If you have lifted your right hand, please, boldly, come to the altar. Come to the altar so that I can pray with you. Quickly, you lift up your right hand. Don't let anybody confuse you now. Take a step of faith. Come to the altar now. Church, let's celebrate God as they make their way to the front now. Celebrate God as they make their way to the front now. Don't look at anyone. If I were you, I would be in a hurry. I need my life to be connected. I need my life to be settled. If not, your song will be a noise in his ear. If you want to join, quickly join now. Quickly join now. Quickly join now. God is in a hurry to advance the cause of his people. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, dine with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you, Lord, for your saving grace that has located me. In Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession. The blessings in salvation, joy, love, all the fruits will find full expression in you. As you have made this confession today, the blessings of Christ will keep speaking for you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking this bold step. We have one of our pastors over there. Just want to have a brief word with you. Then you come back and join us. Church, celebrate Jesus.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.